So I went. She stuck her beak into the ink and sputtered onto the manuscript, then sang it. Tra-la-la, tweet-tweet, warble-warble, p'twee-p'twee. When she finished, I was asked for an opinion. With a grave look, I opined, "Well, it's very good. Regular thrush music. Good range, plenty of variety, nice timbre." "Look, Cutler," said Thrush, "do you think it's worth making a demo disc or a tape and going round the agents? I think it's chart material." "Look, Thrush," I replied, "it could only succeed as a gimmick." "Yeah, I suppose," she tweeted, and flew into a stump.
Hello and welcome to another edition of 433 on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We have a very special show lined up for you today with my co-host, Colin McDonald. We, together with Colin, are introducing a new segment of the program called Music to My Ears, where we will play the strange and beautiful sounds in experimental and contemporary music. Colin McDonald, let me say a few words about Colin, is a distinguished composer and saxophonist. He has recently performed an incredible concert featuring works by Howard Bashaw, John Oswald, so work for 8 brass players and electronics, Jordan Nobles, and Scott Smallwood. Colin was a founding member and co-artistic director of the new music group Ensemble Symposium from 1995 until 2005, and he has also set up a summer saxophone concert series, so keep your eyes peeled this June, July, and May. So today's show will be a sort of competition of who has dug up the most extravagantly experimental music for the show. Colin and I do not know what the other person is going to play, but we will certainly try to guess. We will play 2 tracks each, and then give the reins to the other host. So Colin, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Craig. Good to be here again.
I suppose since I am the incumbent, I should give a little taste to the listeners of just how experimental things get on 433. I will play 2 tracks, and then I will let Colin take over for the new segment called... What was it called, Colin?
I don't remember.
Music to My Ears! Music to My Ears, a kind of... a duel of experimental music between a distinguished composer and your own radio host. Okay, my first 2 tracks.
I'm sitting on the top of the world with my little black buzzer beside me. My bum is cold and my face is white, and I have a message for you. It's very cold on the top of the world with my little black buzzer beside me. My bum is cold and my face is white. It's very, very cold up here. Did
This is my message from the top of the world, from my little black buzzard beside me. My bum is cold and my face is white. This is my message to you. Damn, the battery's gone.
Luckily, that song only lasted 44 seconds. And you knew what it was, Colin.
I knew what it was. I was able to pick out John Zorn.
Oh, well.
I may have heard that once before in the past.
It's hard to miss John Zorn. That was, of course, from the album Naked City. And before that, we heard Ivor Cutler with the song Little Black Buzzer.
Was he playing accordion in that?
Harmonium.
Harmonium.
And a little known fact was that, or perhaps well known fact to our listeners, is that Ivor Cutler was part of the Noise Abatement Society. He hated noise, and I'm sure he would have hated John Zorn's Speedball. All right, now you have a couple of tracks lined up.
Yep, they're not quite as short. Most of the music I picked takes a little longer to develop.
Well, I was just whetting our listeners' appetites, of course. Let's start with the first track. I want to remind you that I don't know what this is.
Thank you.
There you have it. Any guesses on that last piece?
I don't know. I mean, you should have asked me about the first piece, maybe. although I was given some clues. All I can tell is that it was played on like a toy xylophone or something like that.
But pretty close. It was a toy instrument, but it's a toy piano, but a prepared toy piano with tin cans on it.
I see. Well, I guess that's, what is it? 1-0, Colin, to Greg.
So just going backwards, that was the American toy piano specialist, Margaret Leng Tan, performing music by the New York composer David Lang, and a little piece called Miracle Ear. And before that, we heard the Vancouver-based guitarist Adrian Verdejo off of his newest album, Modern Hearts. And he played a piece by the American composer James Tenney. James Tenney, for many years, taught at U of T, so Canada sort of claims him a little bit, but he was American-born and eventually moved back to, finish his years off in UCLA. But he passed away about 10 years ago. But that piece was just called Septet for six electric guitars and an electric bass.
And there you go, some local talent. Adrian Verdejo performs in and around Vancouver, right?
Yep.
And you guys have done concerts together as well.
Yeah, I've worked with Adrian a few times, and we're actually playing together this coming Thursday with the Erato Ensemble as part of the Sonic Boom Festival.
Well, do you want to tell us a couple of words about that?
Yeah, for sure. Sonic Boom Festival of Composers happens every year around this time, March, April, sometime around then usually, put on by the Vancouver Pro Musica Society. And this year they've got four nights of concerts and the preview night or the preliminary night is sort of a composer's open panel discussion with their composer in residence, John Oliver, on Wednesday night. Thursday, Erato Ensemble is playing. Friday night is their other guest artist, Heidi Krutzen, the harpist. She'll be doing like all solo harp pieces. Saturday is the first mixed ensembles night. And there are a bunch of pieces being played by the Piano Pinnacle, local piano duo, a bunch of pieces for piano duo plus percussion duo. And Sunday night's another mixed ensembles concert. Sunday morning, there's a young composer's workshop with saxophonist Julia Nolan and pianist Chris Morano, and again moderated by John Oliver. So
a full playlist ahead for you for this week. And you, of course, were going to be performing on the 27th of March, right, at the Orpheum Annex?
Yeah, the Annex with the Erato Ensemble. They're an art song ensemble, so I'll be playing on a mixed ensemble group with various singers.
So if you want to check out Colin McDonald's full saxophone virtuosity, please do check out Sonic Boom 2014. Okay, I suppose it's my turn to dazzle our listeners. These will be dead giveaways for people acquainted with new music. These are sort of quintessential pieces that I thought I would bring back on air. Well, not that they have been played on this show, but I think they're just excellent to showcase the full range of experimental music. And I'm sure that Colin will have no trouble naming them.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, any guesses, Colin?
Well, I can name the genres, but I'm not so good on composers of early electronic music.
The one we just heard was the Italian composer, Luciano Berio, and History of Electronic Music, and that was a 1957 track called Perspectives for Tape. And before that, I think you were right on, if you recall the genre...
Musique concrète.
Musique concrète. I think it's from 1958, and this is Pierre Schaeffer's classic Cinq études de bruit, Chemin de fer, I guess, railroads, right?
Yeah.
And this is what really started musique concrète, where modern-day composers would go with clunky recorders and record sounds of the everyday. Music to our ears, right?
And now everybody's just sampling with their iPods.
I know. What a tragedy that is. Well, except it's quite liberating as well, right? So you have a couple of tracks lined up for us.
Yeah, I've got one that's experimental in a quite different way, but this is just from about 8 years ago and is a project that I was involved with. And I don't know if you want to play it first or talk about it first, but maybe we'll just let it be another surprise.
Yeah, I suppose we should, eh? Let's play a couple of public service announcements and then we'll launch right into it. So about after a minute and 15 seconds, please stay tuned with us to hear this excellent surprise from Colin McDonald.
Hey, I'm Shenley Brown, and I took the postgrad radio program at Humber College, where I studied radio sales. It's hands-on, you're being taught by industry leaders, and the work's challenging, but it's also realistic. Humber gets real people, real jobs, in the real world.
Considering an exciting career in radio? Radio broadcasting at Humber College in Toronto is the only postgraduate radio program in Canada. Get yourself on air and job ready in under a year. Pursue your passion. Visit mediastudies.humber.ca.
Book the date. On March 28th and 29th, celebrate the UBC Bookstore's new space. Join the new release party. On March 28th, enjoy breakfast with free coffee followed by UBC Bhangra, Poetry Slam, the Thunderbird Dance Team, Missy D and Lady Jams, and UBC Acapella. On March 29th, enjoy music, giant games, face painting, balloon twisting, and kids authors. There will be free food throughout both days, prizes, giveaways, and discounts. Take part in MEC's spin class, backpacking talk, and run clinics for free. The first 50 guests receive a $20 gift card on March 28th, and the first 20 customers receive a $10 gift card on March 29th. For more information, go to bookstore.ubc.ca, and don't forget to book the date.
Thank you.
And that was just a little taste of a much longer track. Any guesses on what the ensemble was, Greg? Did you recognize any of those sounds?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I must say, these sounds really define our era, don't they? No, I have no idea.
That was a Balinese gamelan and some Western, almost like a small Western jazz ensemble. Some brass and woodwinds and piano.
I did say gamelan, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
you're close.
I guess I was really close, but...
And that, well, you could say that, that kind of mixing really does define our contemporary scene right now. There's a lot of cross-cultural and world music experimentation going on in new music.
Of course, and composers all around the globe doing sometimes very similar, sometimes very different projects.
Yeah, that was a project I was involved with the ethnomusicology teacher at the UBC School of Music, Michael Tenzer. And he took a bunch of us from here, a bunch of Western musicians, took us all to Bali and recorded this piece that he wanted to do as a way of meeting of different worlds, as it were. So that's why the sounds don't quite match. The tuning of the Western instruments doesn't match the tuning of the gamelan, but we're just sort of making it all fit together.
Well, it was certainly very impressive. And I think I knew a couple of people that were part of that, I guess...
You probably have.
Yeah.
And that the piece was called Underleaf.
Wonderful. Do you have another track for us, Colin?
Yeah, I've got another piece. This is more traditional sounds, but maybe not the traditional, more traditional instrumental sounds, let's say. And we'll use this as a way of introducing another fine concert coming up this weekend.
Okay, Colin, you've stumped me once again.
I'm so sad to fade that out and not have time, but I really wanted to tell people about this composer because she, this wonderful woman, is being featured on the Turning Point Ensemble's concert this coming Saturday. And it's the New York composer Julia Wolf, part of the Bang on a Can collective. And that was her orchestral piece called The Window of Vulnerability.
Well, absolutely wonderful. Should we, coming up to the end of the program, should we launch straight into my last set?
Let's have it.
All righty, let's try this out.
To start with, an impressionist poem in the country.
Well, welcome back. Colin, any guesses?
No, you stumped me this time. I have no clue.
Well, you stumped me pretty much every time. I think it's a win-win for Colin, this appearance. And I do welcome him back on the show anytime to co-host 433, program dedicated to contemporary and new music. This was a new segment of the program called Music to Our Ears. You just heard Charles Spearin from The Happiness Project with his track Ondine. Certainly not a new technique of experimentation, but proven to be extremely worthwhile on this album. And before that, from 13 Radiophone Text, this was Ernst Jandl. And the track is In the Country. Ernst Jandl was an Austrian poet, writer, influenced by Dada. So I hope I restored my new music cred on that one. Certainly it was very experimental. Meanwhile, I wanted to play one more track by Colin McDonald himself. This is called...
Folie à deux.
Folie à deux, Colin McDonald. Where can people curious in the work that you do find out more about your music, Colin?
Then go to my website, crypticmusic.ca. And they can also hear my songs on my SoundCloud page, just Colin McDonald 1 on SoundCloud.
And please do check out the Sonic Boom Festival happening actually this week, March 26th to the 30th. Colin will be playing on March 27th with the Erato Ensemble. This has been 433. Thank you kindly for listening. Thank you.